Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and this campfire, I'm going to solo with you. Mr. Wysoon, Larry is off up to Manitoba on a bear hunt, and one of the rare occasions that he cannot be with us. But Larry and I have been doing this campfire talk together for, gosh, I think about 8 years, and seldom ever does he miss one, but right now he's probably on an airplane heading north, you know. Good luck to Mr. Wysoon up there. Hope you get a big color phase bear up there when you're hunting. But, you know, let's make the most of our little visit here together. And Jerry Miller up near Llanis, up near Lake Fork, called me the other day and actually sent some pictures. He and his son had killed, I think, 4 hogs. And Jerry, 4 wild hogs, of course, at night with their ARs. And the hogs had been hitting the hay meadow real hard, and they actually took 4 out. Well, Jerry's like me. He likes to eat, probably many of you too. But he called me and he said, Luke, we've got the back straps and some of the ham meat all iced down in the cooler. And how do you like to cook wild pork? Well, there's a lot of ways. I cure ham. If you listen to our show very long, you know, even in the summer, as long as you keep that meat cold, you're in good shape. But I cure hunks of ham, maybe 3 or 4 pound pieces of ham, not the bone in, and the prime cuts for ham. I've even made ham out of the back strap a lot of times. But the top part of the ham meat makes excellent ham. Just clean the meat up really good, rub a good sugar cure on it, let it set in the refrigerator about 6 days. And then I like to smoke. Then it's cured, and you can cold smoke it. I smoke it for not really cold smoke, but I put it on about 120 degrees, and it's not really thoroughly done. I let it smoke for 6 or 8 hours, but you don't want to burn it, you know, or dry it out. Sometimes I'll even take that wild pork that's been cured and rub a little olive oil on it and maybe put it in foil just to keep it from drying out during the smoking process. But I was telling Jerry about that, and then a recipe for those pork loins that I absolutely love. Very, very simple to do, but I think you'd enjoy it. And you can use domestic pork loin the same way. Dice up some jalapenos, you know, depending on how well you like jalapenos, but dice up 2 or 3 jalapenos. And take your pork loin and, of course, clean all the sinew from it. Some of us call it silver skin, but all the sinew off of it. Slice it right down the middle like a hot dog. Now, put the dry seasonings that you like. You can't go wrong as long as you make sure and put some garlic. I like to put garlic and salt and pepper on mine. Sprinkle that the jalapeno bits all inside that pork loin, and just picture it. It'll look like a hot dog opened up. You'll have it cut almost all the way through and then opened up. And then put some cream cheese in there. Pretty liberally spread cream cheese on that opened up pork loin. Then wrap it with, I usually use the cheapest, fattest bacon I can find because you want some fat to, to come in there and to baste that as you cook it. Put that on the smoker until it's done. Oh, I usually cook it at about 225 for 3 hours, something like that. You can grill it, you know, cook it faster. You just want to make sure and don't burn the bacon on there. But that, once you get it off the heat, take that loin and let it rest. Let it cool just a little bit for, 15 minutes. And then take you a good sharp serrated knife and cut medallions off of it. Put that around a plate. You're talking about some good eating. That's a good way to put pork to use, summer or winter. It's a shame to go out in the summertime. The hogs are usually fat and good shape this time of year, you know. But it's a shame not to put that pork to good use. And Jerry gave me a report. He used that that recipe, said he really did like it. You know, jumping around a little bit here, I was down at the Minnebucket here last week. We were down there doing some catfishing with Stubby, Stubblefield down there. And we'll have Stubby up on our show in a little bit and talk all about that that fishing trip that we had. Great time down there with Stubby. But went by the Minnebucket. And I want to brag on the Minnebucket some more. They hosted me down there at the Catfish, Yannis Catfish Classic. If you're down at Lake Fork, folks, you need to go by the Minnebucket. They've got everything, rooms, clean rooms, a nice cafe, boat dock, fish cleaning deal down there at the boat dock, a pavilion. The Minnebucket's a place to be, I think, at Lake Fork. But I met my buddy Seth Vanover. Again, I went down there, and he caught him at the cleaning dock. He is hammering those crappie down there on a little he's using – started – switched over to, I think, a blue and white. He'd been using a green and white jig, 1/16-ounce jig, just kind of letting it trickle down through the submerged limbs and brush and on the submerged brush piles that he's got. But Seth's been hammering those crappie down there at Fork, and a lot of other people, too, that know how to fish a jig. On a light line, just let it fall through those branches on those trees that are submerged and hang on. We are kind of scattergunning in this segment. I've usually got Mr. Wysoon to fill in the blank with me on the campfire talk. But another thing, if you don't have a boat and you want to go fishing, that's, you know, I'm always talking about fishing on the lakes and all that, but if you don't have a boat, a while back, I did a newspaper article down at Caddo Mills, which is near Greenville, you know, with Brandon. That's UFish Texas. The website is ufishtx.com. Interesting fella Brandon was. He owns this. It's some pay lakes where you can pay to catch the catfish. They also have they stock fish for people. So if you got an old pond or a tank that you want to get renovated or stocked, well, Brandon's a good guy to contact. About the best way, you can Google Texas Fishing LLC, Texas Fishing LLC. Just Google that, and then you can go directly to the website. It's the letter U, fishtx.com. But there's a lot going on in the outdoors right now. Back to the hog hunting. Now, when you go out on a night hog hunt, and I wrote a book 2 years ago called Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. I devoted a whole chapter to night hunting. And actually, I'm in the process of updating that chapter with some new technology, some new ways to hunt them at night with, you know, digital night vision, things like that. But you have to have a plan if you plan to take the meat. And I cannot see hunting hogs and not taking at least the backstraps and the hams. Now, you can – a lot of people think it's a long process to remove the meat. Make sure you've got two coolers. Have one cooler with ice in it and have the other cooler open when you're out night hunting or anytime, day hunting for hogs. That's what I do. Now, obviously, the empty coolers, you're going to put your meat in there, then you're going to keep that ice cold in the other cooler and put it over on the meat when you get the meat in there. Don't worry about wrapping it up. Just put the meat right in there. Now, here's a tip for you if you're hunting hogs this time of year. It's going to be hot out there. I don't care if it's nighttime. It's going to be warm. Say you kill a hog back in the woods. Well, rather than go through the process of dragging that hog out, you know, field dressing him, quartering him up, that takes a lot of time. And it might be some time you don't have if it's hot, you know. Here's what I do. I just remove the four leg quarters, hide on. It takes a 200-pound hog. I can have the four quarters off of him, or you could either once you do it in a matter of 5 minutes, you know, really. It doesn't take. But you remove the quarters, the front legs and the back legs, hide on, leave the hide on. It'll keep it clean till you get it out of the woods, get it back to the tailgate of your truck or whatever where you can set a lantern up and go to work. But do that and then just take a good sharp knife right down the backbone, peel the hide back, and remove the two back straps. Very easy to do. So you've got four quarters and two back straps. Instead, you don't even have to to gut the hog, you know, that which is a big plus, especially this time of year. So cleanup is easy. Get your forequarters and that back strap back. The whole process in the woods will not take you more than, I wouldn't think, even the first time, more than 12, 15 minutes. I can do it a lot faster than that because I've done it a lot, but doesn't take you long to do it. So you get back to the truck, and you've got your forequarters. Just put your two back straps in that empty cooler, pour you some ice on it, get that chilling down really quick. Take you a good knife, and then you can skin those quarters out in no time. Lay it on the tailgate of your truck if you might have a cargo light on your pickup or whatever. Or you can take it back home if you're close, of course, but most of us have to do this in a pickup. Skin those quarters out. You can hit the joint in there with your knife, and you don't even have to use a saw. And put that meat right over in that cooler that was empty and just keep adding ice. Bingo, you've got your meat chilled down, and you don't even have to worry about when you get back home. You might want to put an extra bag of ice on there to make sure it's chilled, but you don't have to worry too much about the meat. You can take care of that the next day. Or if you're busy, you can pack that in ice and pull the drain plug. You can leave all that pork in there a couple of days. Maybe it helps it. I don't think it hurts it at all, the flavor. Folks, I thought you would enjoy a little bit, a few tips like that and just me randomly visiting with you. Larry's going to be back. Mr. Whitetail will be back next week. We'll be having our regular campfire talk.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken the Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.